So wonderful to be in the presence of the Lord this afternoon. Here. Hallelujah. There's so many benefits of being in the presence of the Lord.
在主的同在里有很多的好处。
We've heard of how it rests us in our bodies.
我们知道当我们安静休息的时候对我们身体是有很大的益处。
It quiets our mind.
也让我们的心思能够静下来。
It refreshes our spirits.
也让我们的灵重新得力。
And we know that the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost.
我们知道借着圣灵，耶稣的爱可以在我们的里面。
So every chance we have to be in His presence.
所以如果我们有机会可以在神的同在里。
It's a time when we can love Jesus more.
就是一个时间我们可以来更爱耶稣。
If you don't know how to quiet your heart,
如果你不知道怎么样让你的心思能够安静下来
，just whisper to Jesus how much you love him.
就轻声的对耶稣说你有多么的爱他。
And he'll be whispering to you his love.
然后他也会轻声的告诉你他多么的爱你。
We all need more love.
我们都需要更多的爱。
Amen. This afternoon, I would like to ask Sister Kay, Shu, she will lead us in prayer for the meeting.
今天下午我们
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. We've enjoyed being here very much.
我们很享受在这里。
Last night was a special blessing to me.
昨天晚上对我个人而言是很特别的祝福。
When Jesus came so near.
因为耶稣很靠近我们。
And we're looking forward to His coming even more.
而我们也期待他能够更多的靠近我们。
We want to have Him accomplish all that He brought us together for.
我们要主耶稣能够成就他在我们这次聚会所要成就的事。
I know when I arrived in Taiwan.
我知道当我来到台湾。
The Lord spoke to my heart.
神对我的心说。
He was bringing me here for a purpose.
他带我来这里有一个目的。
He wanted me to find him in a greater way.
他要我更多的来得着他。
He didn't say anything about teaching.
他没有说任何关于教导的事。
He said he wanted me to find him.
他说他要我能够更多的得着他。
In a greater way.
更多的来得着他。
So I'm expecting him to make the change in me that is needed.
所以我期待主能够更多在我生命中做他要做的改变。
That I might know him better.
我能够更认识他。
Get better acquainted with him.
更多的熟识他。
Be more surrendered to him.
更多的降服于他。
And let him work within me.
让他自由的在我里面工作。
That should be your desire too.
也让这个成为你的渴慕。
And your faith.
还有你的信心。
That you came expecting.
让你能够期待神。
That Jesus is going to do a work.
期待神，耶稣要来做工。
And you'll never be the same again.
你不会再跟现在一样。
When we come into His presence,
当我们来到他的同在，
then we get quiet before Him.
然后我们在他的面前安静。
We shouldn't just depend on the music.
我们不应该依赖音乐。
To quiet our heart.
我们不应该靠音乐来让我们的心安静。
We can whisper our love to Him.
我们可以小声的对主说我们对他的爱。
Even if no music is playing.
即使没有音乐。
And another step we heard this morning is that we should come in faith.
那今天早上我们也知道，我们要借着信心来到神的同在里。
We're in His presence.
我们就在他的同在里。
He has promised us.
他已经应许了。
That where two or three are gathered together in His name.
他说两三个人奉他的名聚集。
There He is in the midst.
他就在我们中间。
Jesus is in the midst.
耶稣就在我们中间。
He's in the midst.
他就在。Hallelujah.
We don't have to have a lot of feelings.
我们不需要有很多的感觉。
We stand on His word.
我们是站在他的话语上。
That He has promised.
那他应许。
If with all our heart we seek Him.
如果我们专心寻求他。
We will find Him.
我们就会寻到他。
And as Pastor spoke to us this morning, even receiving the baptism.
牧师也提到，即使在领受圣灵的洗。
We should take it by faith.
我们也应该凭信心领受。
And believe it.
而且相信。
The founder of the work where I trained for the ministry.
我在我受训的这个机构的负责人。
Some of you have read her life story, Martha Wing Robinson.
有些人有读过她的传记，就是罗宾森师母。
The autobiography is called Radiant Glory.
她的自传就是《荣耀的光辉》。
By Gordon Gardner.
是这个作者写的。
When she received her baptism,
当她领受她圣灵的洗的时候
she took it by faith.
她是凭信心领受的。
She didn't have a great deal of emotions.
她并没有很多的情绪。
It was several days later.
那是过几天之后。
After she took it by faith.
在她凭信心领受之后。
That she found her heart a well of praises.
她发现她的心满了赞美。
And there was living water bubbling up within her.
然后她里面有活水就这样涌出来。
But the first step was by faith.
但是第一步是凭着信心。
So I wanted to remind you to be in faith.
所以我要提醒你，你要在信心里面。
Every time you come to wait on the Lord.
每次当你来到主面前来等候他的时候。
And you don't see him or feel him.
你没有看到他，你也没有感觉到他。
Believe his word.
你要相信他的话。
That he has said, I will never leave you.
他说我永不撇下你。
I will never forsake you.
我永不丢弃你。
And if you feel in need of love,
如果你觉得你需要爱，
remember that the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost.
也要记得耶稣的爱借着圣灵进到你的里面。
I know ministers that took it serious to pray over 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我知道有一些牧者，他们很认真地用哥林多前书十三章来祷告。
Every day when they went to pray,
每天他们去祷告。
They prayed over those verses.
他们就按着这个经节来祷告。
It's the love chapter.
就是爱的篇章。
And if some of the students in the school
一些在学校的学生
had trouble getting along together
很难与别人相处
they were given this chapter to pray over every day
牧师就会给他们这个篇章让他们每天这样祷告
well it's your homework
这也是我要给你的功课
30 days
十三天
Try it for 30 days.
30天你就就连续30天用哥林多前书13章来祷告。
Each day, not only read it, but pray over it.
每天不是只有读，而是用它来按着这个来祷告。
Tell Jesus you want him to fill you with his love.
告诉耶稣说，你要耶稣来用他的爱来充满你。
And give him the chance by getting into his presence.
然后给耶稣机会，就是来进到耶稣的同在中。
Remember, God is love.
要记得神就是爱。
His spirit is love.
他的灵也是爱。
He so loved us, He gave His Son.
他爱我们，甚至将他的儿子给我们。
And He wants to fill us with His love.
而且他要用他的爱来充满我们。
You know those verses probably by heart.
你说不定已经把这些经文都背在心里了。
That love that suffers long. Suffers long.
爱是很久忍耐。
Stays kind.
又有恩慈。
Bears all things. Bears all things. You can read it for us. 1 Corinthians 13. I tripped her up.
爱是很久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒。
Thanks.
爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事。不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here's one in verse 5.
在第五节
doesn't behave itself unseemly.
不求自己的，不做害羞的事。
It seeketh not her own.
不求自己的益处。
Is not easily provoked.
不轻易发怒。
Thinks no evil.
不计算人的恶。
And verse 7 bears all things.
第七节，凡事包容。
We sometimes can't bear. Very long at all.
我们有时候是根本没有办法包容。
That means we need more love.
这就代表我们需要更多的爱。
And then believes all things.
而且要凡事相信。
It hopes all things.
并且凡事盼望。
It endures all things.
凡事忍耐。
And if we find ourselves deficient in love.
如果我们发现我们缺少爱。
Then we need to run to Jesus.
我们需要跑到耶稣那边。
He is all love.
因为他有所有的爱。
And he is waiting to give us of his love.
而且耶稣他在等待要把他的爱给我们。
Verse
13. 第十三节。
Now abides faith, hope, and love. These three.
如今常存的有信、有望、有爱。
But the greatest of these is love.
这三样其中最大的是爱。
Well, I would like to give you that assignment to take home with you.
我要把这个当作是你们的回家功课。
For the month of March.
就在这个整个接下来的整个三月。
Every day,
每一天,
you pray over this chapter.
你就用爱的真谛来祷告。
Amen. And you let Jesus speak to you.
然后让耶稣对你的心说话。
He may show you how you don't have any love.
他也许会让你知道你没有一点爱。
But the teachers that trained us.
但是那个教导我的老师。
I never saw anything but the love of Christ in them.
我看到他们，我除了耶稣基督的爱，我没有看到其他。
I lived in the home of one teacher for 8 years.
我跟我的老师住在同一个房子里住了8年。
Day in and day out.
24小时。
I never saw anything but the love of Jesus Christ.
除了耶稣基督的爱以外，我什么都没看到。
No matter what people said,
不管人家说什么
or what people did,
或是人家做什么
because you know when you're in the ministry, people sometimes treat you mean.
你知道当你在侍奉中，有些人会对你不好的。
But she just loved them.
但是她就是这样爱他们。
And so I know it works.
所以我知道爱的真谛是很有功效的。
Our whole life can be changed.
我们的整个生命是可以被改变的。
when we are seeking to be filled with the love of Jesus Christ.
当我们寻求，让我们全能够被耶稣基督的爱所充满的时候。
The scriptures also tell us that love covers a multitude of sins.
圣经也告诉我们说，爱能遮掩一切过错。
Just these last few weeks, the Lord's made that so real to me.
就在过去的这礼拜，我很真实的经历这个经文。
What Jesus said in John's Gospel for chapter 14.
耶稣在约翰福音十四章。
Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments."
耶稣说，你若爱我，你会遵守我的道。
You'll be obedient.
你会顺服。
But I saw it in a different light.
可是我得到不同的启示。
I saw if I have enough love for Jesus.
我看到说，如果我有很多对，如果我对耶稣的爱非常多。
I can't help but be obedient.
我就会非常自然的就去顺服。
You know when you love someone.
你知道当你爱一个人。
It's easy to do what they want.
就很容易就听他的话。
When you first fall in love,
当你初次恋爱的时候
，and they like corn,
然后
corn on the cob. Anybody know what corn is?
玉米，一个角落 ，OK.
And you don't like it.
你不喜欢。
But because they like it, you cook it.
玉米就好像你不喜欢玉米，可是因为你的那个情人喜欢，所以你就说你也喜欢。
I found out I changed when I fell in love with my husband.
我发现我当我跟我先生谈恋爱的时候，我就改变了。
I started cooking a lot of things I don't like.
我开始为他煮很多我不喜欢的东西。
And pretty soon I started to like them.
而且很快的，我自己也喜欢那些东西。
That's the way it is when we fall in love with Jesus.
这就是当我们爱耶稣的时候，就会这样，就会发生。
We will automatically want to.Obey him.
我们会很自然的、很自动的，我们就会去顺服他。
So much depends on my love.
所以完全在乎我对他的爱。
Isn't it true? Jesus said this is the greatest commandment.
所以耶稣说最大的诫命就是
that you love the Lord your God.
你要爱你的神。
With all your heart.
尽心。
All your mind,
尽心尽意
all your strength,
尽力来爱主你的神
and love your neighbor like you love yourself.
然后爱人如己
So this is important homework.
所以这是一个很重要的功课
To every day,
就每一天
Ask Jesus, fill me with your love, fill me with your love.
就告诉耶稣说主啊用你的爱来充满我用你的爱来充满我
Make me love you more.
帮助我更爱你
Make me love that person that gives me a hard time.
帮助我爱那个我很不舒服的人。
Make me love them the way you love me.
让我爱他们就像你爱我一样。
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
用你的圣灵来充满我。
Because the fruit of the Spirit is love.
因为圣灵的果子就是爱。
And Jesus will change our lives.
而且耶稣会改变你的生命。
And when you get in His presence,
而且当你进入他的同在里。
And you come in faith,
然后你凭着信心。
Believe that He's changing you.
然后相信他就在改变你。
See, it's not all just to have a good nap.
并不是亲近耶稣不只是一个很好的休息而已。
It's not just to feel good.
也不只是就是感觉很好罢了。
And physically rested.
也不单单只是身体上得到安息。
The Holy Spirit is at work.
更重要的是圣灵在工作。
When I'm waiting on Him.
当我在等候他的时候。
He's wanting to change me.
因为他想要来改变我。
He's wanting to transform me.
他想要转化我。
We heard about the bride last night.
我们昨天晚上听到关于新妇。
That That's the Holy Spirit's work, to make her ready.
这就是圣灵的工作，圣灵在预备新娘。
Jesus is looking for a bride.
耶稣在寻找他的新娘。
And she needs to be washed in his blood.
她需要在耶稣的宝血里面洗干净。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 3, verse 5.
我们看启示录三章五节。
That's okay. It doesn't matter. Oh, kindness. That's okay, honey. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣。
And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
我也不从生命册上涂抹他的名，并且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
The Lord is looking for overcomers.
主耶稣在寻找那得胜者。
Those who be set free.
那些得到释放的。
From our own self.
那些从老我中得到释放的。
And every time we obey Jesus.
这每一次当我们顺服耶稣的时候。
And say no to our flesh.
然后向我们自己的老我说不。
And say no to ourself.
然后对我们的肉体说不。
We are overcoming.
我们就是得胜。
And his promise is that he will clothe us in white raiment.
那他的应许就是他会让我们穿上白衣。
Hallelujah. Chapter 7, verse 14.
启示录第七章十四节。
13 says, "What are these which are arrayed in white robes?"
第十三节说，这些穿白衣的是谁呢？
And I said unto him, "Sir, thou knowest." And he said to me, "These are they which came out of great tribulation, have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb."
我对他说，我主，你知道，这些人是从大患难中出来的。曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
That's where we get the white robe.
这就是我们的白衣的由来。
When we're washed in the blood of the Lamb.
当我们在羔羊的血中被洗净。
I want to read Revelation 19.
我要来读启示录十九章。
7 and 8.
第七、第八节。
Hallelujah. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints.
因为这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
It's so important that the bride has on the wedding garment.
新娘子要穿上新娘礼服，这个是非常重要的。
And we read here in verse 7 that she's made herself ready.
我们在第七节，我们知道新娘子已经将自己准备好了。
Are we working on our wedding garment?
我们是不是有在为我们的新娘礼服来做预备呢？
I hope so.
我希望有。
We want it to be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
我们要我们的礼服是在羔羊的血中被洗净的。
We want to be clothed in white raiment.
我们要穿上那细麻衣。
Let's look at of Daniel back in the Old Testament.
我们看但以理书
Chapter 12, verse 10.
十二章第十节。
Daniel saw in the vision the end times.
但以理看到末世的异象。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Many shall be purified and made white and tried.
必有许多人使自己洁净、清净、洁白，且被熬炼。
But the wicked shall do wickedly.
但恶人仍必行恶。
And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand.
一切恶人都不明白，唯独智慧人能明白。
Every time we go through a trial,
每当我们经过试炼
and a test,
还有考验的时候
and we overcome,
然后我们得胜了
we're being purified,
我们就被炼净
we're being cleansed,
我们被洁净
we're being made white,
我们就被再被更洁白。
So not only does the blood of Jesus cleanse us,
所以不单单只是耶稣基督的宝血来洗净我们
but trials cleanse us too.
可是试炼也洁净我们
and they make our garments white.
而且让我们的新娘子的衣服更洁白
Ecclesiastes,
传道书
This afternoon we're having a Bible study.
今天下午我们会读比较多的经文。
Verse 8 of chapter 9, Ecclesiastes 9:8.
传道书九章八节。
Let thy garments be always white.
你的衣服当时常洁白。
And let thy head lack no ointment.
你头上也不要缺少膏油。
We must keep our wedding garment white.
我们要让我们的新娘礼服是是保持干净的。
Jesus washed us in his precious blood.
耶稣用他的宝血来洗净我们。
But sometimes we soil our garment.
但是有的时候我们把我们的衣服弄脏了。
We say something, it isn't true.
有时候我们说谎话。
We have a wrong attitude towards someone.
我们对别人有不好的态度。
We take something in the office that doesn't belong to us.
我们有时候从公司里面拿一些不属于我们自己的。
Or we have hate in our heart for someone.
或者是我们心里面对别人有苦毒。
This soils our garment.
这些会让我们的衣服弄脏。
It's a spot on our wedding garment.
是我成为我们衣服上的污点。
So that's why we're hearing this verse, let your garment be always white.
所以为什么在这个经文他说要让你的衣服保持洁白。
Don't let your head lack any ointment.
也不要让你的头上缺少膏油。
You know, they say about sheep, when you anoint them with oil.
他说当你来用
They bathe the sheep in oil. They put it in a trough and they put the sheep down in the oil.
他们把船放在浸在油里面。
And that keeps the bugs away.
他们把羊浸在油里面，然后那个虫啊就不会来干扰羊。
My pastor used to work on it.And took care of sheep.
我的牧师以前是牧羊的。
He said sometimes the bugs get in the sheep, the lamb's ears.
他说有时候那个虫会进到羊的耳朵里。
And they get so upset.
然后那个羊就会很烦躁。
They will run right off a cliff and fall.
然后那个羊就会冲出那个栅栏，然后摔出去。
So that's why they put them in this tub.
所以他们就是把羊浸在这个充满那个油桶里
And they anoint them with oil.
就是用油来涂抹这个羊
And the bugs slip off.
所以那个虫子就不能够停留就会滑出去
So our verse is let your head lack no ointment, no oil.
所以这个经文说你的头也不要缺少膏油
Our oil is the Holy Ghost.
那我们的膏油就是圣灵。
That's the oil of the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵的膏油。
That us, our heads always have the anointing.
所以我们的头上就是常常都有膏油。
It'll keep away all the bugs.
所以那个虫都不能够在我们身上停留。
Everything that could trouble us.
那些可以来干扰我们的都没有办法。
When we're under the anointing.
因为当我们在膏油的下面。
And our garments be always white.
我们的衣服要让它常常保持洁白。
If we discover our garment is not white,
如果我们发现我们的衣服并不洁白,
we must run to Jesus.
我们就要赶快跑到耶稣那里。
Isaiah 1,
以赛亚书一章
18,
十八节。
The prophet Isaiah is telling us, Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
耶和华说，你们来，我们彼此辩论。你们的罪虽像朱红，必变成雪白；虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。
So we run to Jesus.
所以我们就跑到耶稣那里。
And we stand on His promise.
然后我们站在耶稣的应许上。
That even though we have sinned,
即使我们犯了罪,
our sins will be washed,
我们的罪必被洗净,
and we'll be white, our garments will be white again.
然后我们的衣服就再一次洁净, 洁白。
Pastor spoke to us this morning about Psalm 51. He was telling us of David. He didn't know this was my lesson.
牧师今天早上讲到大卫在诗篇五十一篇。
Everybody knows that David sinned.
我们都知道大卫犯罪了。
He took another man's wife.
他去占别人的太太。
And he killed the man.
而且他杀了那个男人。
He put him in the front of the battle so he would be killed.
他把那个男人放在战场的前线，所以他就会被灭。
But the prophet came and told him.
但是那先知来对大卫说
，You have sinned.
你犯罪了。
And right away.
而且 stop 立刻。
David.
大卫
repented.
立刻就悔改。
He said, Oh God.
他说神啊
，I'm guilty.
我有罪了。
There's hope.
但是有盼望。
When someone repents.
只要有人只要悔改就有盼望。
This Psalm 51.
这诗篇五十一篇。
I have prayed over this Psalm many times.
我用这个诗篇来祷告很多次。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin.
求你将我的罪孽洗除净。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
神啊，求你为我造清洁的心。
Renew a right spirit within me.
使我里面重新有正直的灵。
I was so thrilled as a young person to see that word create.
当我年轻的时候，我看到这个使我里面为我造这个造，我非常的兴奋。
When we think of this universe,
因为当我们想到这整个宇宙
，that God was the great creator.
神就是这个宇宙的创造者。
And it came so clear to me that he could create in me.
然后对我而言，就一个很大的启示，就是神可以在我里面创造一个
a clean heart,
一个清洁的心。
He can create it in us.
他可以在我们的里面创造一个清洁的心。
He has the power to do it.
他有能力可以这样做。
Even though when we see our heart as it really is,
即使我们知道我们的心其实是那个真实的样子是什么。
And we cry out like the bride in the Song of Solomon when she said, I'm black.
然后我们就像雅歌里面的那个女孩说，我很黑。
He says, Oh, but you're fair.
但是神却对我们说，可是你是秀美的。
The Lord says there's no spot in you.
神说在你身上是没有瑕疵的。
Because he has the power to create a clean heart in us.
因为神有能力在我们的里面为我们创造一个新的心。
He has the power to deliver us.
他有能力来释放我们。
From all sin.
释放我们从我们所有的罪孽。
David had a New Testament experience in the Old Testament.
大卫他虽然处在旧约的时代，可是他却经历了新约的应许。
He did what John encouraged us to do in 1 John 1:9.
大卫他经历了约翰一书一章九节所告诉我们的。
If we confess our sins,
如果我们承认我们的罪，
He is faithful,
神是信实的，
and just,
是公义的，
to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness,
必要赦免我们的罪， 洗净我们一切的不义。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are cleansed by His blood.
因着耶稣基督的血，我们被洁净了。
We are cleansed by His mighty power.
因着祂的大能，我们得洁净。
He wants to set His people free.
祂要释放祂的子民得自由。
I don't know how many ministers do I have here. How many pastors and ministers? Would you raise your hand?
请牧者或是侍奉全职的同工，请你们举手。
We have quite a few. And how many Christian workers?
那我们有多少是在教会侍奉的？
Do some work for the Lord.
不管代职。
This is quite a statement, but there are two things that destroy ministers.
有两件事情能够摧毁一个侍奉者。
One is our pride.
第一就是我们的骄傲。
And the other is uncleanness.
另外一个就是
impurity. Impurity.
不洁，不圣洁。
A ministry will either fall through the pride of the minister.
一个服事会因着侍奉者的骄傲。
Or through his sexual life.
或是他的性行为摧毁。
We have seen it in the United States.
在美国我们就看到这样子的事。
Great ministries.
很大的事工。
Destroyed by pride.
因着骄傲。
The minister thinking he was somebody's special.
因为这个侍奉者认为他是特别的。
In the town where I lived.
在我所居住的城市。
There was a great healing ministry.
有一个很大的医治事工。
A man very gifted.
有一个人他非常的有恩赐。
Many miracles done.
神透过他有很多的神迹奇事。
There was a building two or three times this size.
有一个大约这个建筑物两三倍大的建筑。
And all over the walls were hung crutches and braces and wheelchairs.
然后在那个建筑物的墙壁上就是挂着那个拐杖啊轮椅啊还有复健的那些东西。
Where people had been healed.
就是人得医治了。
And they no longer needed this equipment.
然后他们不再需要这些医疗设备。
And people started saying, "You're Elijah."
然后人开始说，哎，你是以利亚。
You're the great prophet.
你就是那个伟大的先知。
He started to believe it.
然后他就开始相信。
It was so sad.
真的是很可悲。
His ministry failed.
他的整个事工就这样瓦解。
The power of God left him.
神的能力从他身上离开。
He died a tragic death.
他死得很悲惨。
With a tumor in his stomach.
他腹部里有一个瘤。
It was very tragic.
非常可悲。
More recently, we have had a ministry in the United States fail because of the minister's desire for sex outside of marriage.
最近在美国，我们有一个侍奉者，他的事工也瓦解，就是因为他有婚外的性行为。
This is a great ministry.
这是一个很大的事工。
Many people blessed.
很多人因着他的事工蒙福。
Many people saved.
很多人因着他的事工得救。
But the newspaper found him out.
可是新闻将他揭发出来。
And they published it everywhere.
然后就全国都报道他的消息。
That he was unfaithful to his wife.
报道他在婚姻里面的不忠诚。
And the ministry was destroyed.
所以整个事工就瓦解掉。
He has repented.
他悔改了。
And he is still working for the Lord.
他依然在侍奉神。
But not like it used to be.
但是不再像从前的那样。
The enemy is attempting to destroy the work of God.
仇敌无时无刻都想要破坏神的工。
Not only in ministers, but in Christians.
不单单只针对侍奉的人，也针对基督徒。
We need deliverance.
我们需要得释放。
We need victory.
我们需要得胜。
We need to be set free.
我们需要得释放。
From the sin that easily besets us.
我们需要从那我们常常困扰我们的罪中得释放。
When we're in Jesus' presence,
当我们在耶稣的同在中，
He wants to show us our heart the way it really is.
耶稣要光照我们，让我们知道我们心里面的光景。
He wants us to see how we need to be clean.
他要让我们看到说我们是多么的需要被清理。
He wants to show us our pride.
耶稣要让我们知道我们的骄傲。
Our spiritual pride.
我们属灵的骄傲。
It doesn't take very much to get us puffed up.
我们很容易就可以在属灵上有骄傲。
That's one of those verses about love. Love isn't puffed up.
所以在爱的真理里面说，爱是不自夸。
It remembers that Jesus is the one.
我们要记得耶稣。
Jesus is the only one.
耶稣是唯一的。
Hallelujah. So when we come into His presence, let Him examine you.
所以当我们来到神的面前，让神来
let Him expose your sin.
让神来检查我们，让他来光照我们的罪。
And show you your great need.
让他来光照我们最深的需要。
Not just to give you good feelings.
不单单只是给我们好的感觉。
Make you feel peaceful.
不单单只是让我们觉得很平安。
And a little loving.
也不单单只是让我们觉得我们很被爱。
But he wants to go into the very depths of your heart and show you your need of him.
但是主要进到我们心的最深处，让我们知道我们多么需要他。
Let's look at Jesus' first sermon in Matthew 5.
我们来看耶稣第一篇讲道在马太福音第五章。
Remember, these are the first words Jesus said.
要记得这是耶稣所传讲的第一些话。
We need to pay attention.
我们要留意。
His very first words.
他的第一篇道。
When the multitudes came.
当人们来到他的跟前。
He said, verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit.
他说，虚心的人有福了。
The poor in spirit have the kingdom of heaven.
因为虚心的人，天国是他们的。
The poor in spirit are the humble.
虚心的人就是那谦卑的人。
They don't have anything in themselves.
他们自己里面什么都没有。
They know that everything they have came from Jesus.
他们知道他们所有的都是主耶稣给的。
Jesus wants us to be poor in spirit.
耶稣要我们心里面是什么都没有的。
And verse 5.
第五节。
Blessed are the meek.
温柔的人有福了。
For they shall inherit the earth.
因为他们必承受地土。
Now the difference between the poor and the meek, the poor have nothing in themselves.
虚心就是他们里面什么都没有。
And the meek are seeking nothing in themselves.
温柔的人是不为他们自己不为他们自己寻求任何的东西。
If the bride is to be like her bridegroom,
如果新娘就是要像新郎一样，
We must be humble as he was humble.
我们新郎怎么样谦卑，新娘就要怎么样谦卑。
From the day of his birth,
打从耶稣的出生，
When he lay in the manger,
当他在马槽里面，
With the animals around,
然后周围都是动物。
He humbled himself.
他就在谦卑自己。
He was the King of Kings.
他是万王之王。
But he humbled himself.
但是他降卑自己。
From that moment to the cross.
从那一刻到十字架。
He was humble.
他就是谦卑的。
He took upon him the form of a servant.
他自己变成了仆人的样式。
If we want to be in his bride,
如果我们要成为他的新娘，
we have to have the same spirit of humility.
我们必须要有同样的谦卑的灵。
The bride has learned to be like her bridegroom.
新娘就是要学习慢慢的越来越像新郎。
She's possessed by the same spirit.
新娘也领受了同样的灵。
She has the humility of Jesus.
新娘有耶稣的谦卑。
And let's look at verse 8.
我们来看第八节。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Hallelujah. I like to turn that around and say, blessed are they that see God, they'll be pure in heart.
我喜欢这样说，我喜欢说，那见到神的人，他们的心就有清心了。
The more we look at Jesus,
我们越仰望耶稣。
The more we see him,
我们越看到他的面，
we're changed into his same image.
我们就慢慢的改变，变成了他的样式。
He brings his purity.
他将他的圣洁。
He clothes us in his righteousness.
并且他将他的公义为我们穿戴。
Remember the bride was clothed in white linen.
记得新娘是穿着白色的细麻衣
，and the righteousness，
然后那个细麻衣就是公义。
Right here, we want to stop and say，
在这里我们要停一下。
We'll never have any more humility than we have of Jesus Christ. We never have any more humility than we have of Jesus Christ.
我们有耶稣多少，我们就有多少的谦卑。
He is the only humble one.
因为他是那唯一真正谦卑的。
He's the only righteous one.
他是那唯一真正的公义的。
If I want to be righteous,
如果我要公义，
I need more of Jesus.
我就需要有更多的耶稣。
If I want to be humble,
如果我要谦卑，
I need more of Jesus.
我就需要更多的耶稣。
I must have his spirit in me.
我必须要有耶稣的灵。
It's my preparation.
这是我必须要这样预备自己。
To be his bride.
来成为他的新娘。
He's looking for one that will be like him.
因为他在寻找那个像他的。
But we need the Holy Spirit to show us our need.
但是我们需要圣灵来光照我们，让我们知道我们的需要。
We need him to put his searchlight on us.
我们需要圣灵用他的探照灯来检查我们。
Last night, as some were weeping at the altar,
昨晚有些人在讲台前流泪。
I had a sense that Jesus was showing them their heart.
我有一个感觉，就是耶稣在光照他们的心。
And then he was showing them himself.
然后耶稣也将自己向他们显现。
When we see ourselves, we need to be thankful.
当我们看到我们真实的自己的时候，我们真的是要感恩。
Don't hide.
不要躲，不要隐藏，不要。
Run to Jesus.
不要觉得不好意思，而是要更多的朝向耶稣。
Tell Jesus, I need your love.
告诉耶稣说，我需要你的爱。
I need your purity.
我需要你的圣洁。
Wash me and make me clean.
洗净我，让我能够洁净。
If you don't know what to pray,
如果你不知道怎么祷告，
pray David's prayer.
就用大卫的祷告。
Open up Psalm 51.
就用诗篇五十一篇。
Pray that prayer.
就用这个诗篇来祷告。
If you need love.
如果你需要爱
Turn to your 1 Corinthians 13.
就翻到哥林多前书十三章
Pray over these words.
用每一个经文来祷告
Hallelujah. John 15.
约翰福音十五章
Jesus is telling us another way to get clean.
耶稣告诉我们另外一个 得到洁净的方法
Verse 3.
第三节
Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
Excuse me. Every time we read the word of God,
每一次当我们读神的话
it has the power to cleanse our hearts.
这个话就有能力来洗净我们的心。
There's so many...Ways to be clean.
有很多方法可以得到洁净。
We have learned that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin.
我们知道耶稣基督的宝血使我们从一切的罪中得到洁净。
We know that the Holy Spirit is a Holy Spirit.
我们知道圣灵是圣灵。
And when He comes in, He makes us holy.
所以当圣灵进到我们的里面，他也使我们。
And now Jesus is telling us we're clean through the word that He's spoken unto us.
所以耶稣现在耶稣也说，我们可以借着他的道使我们洁净。
When you read the Bible, read it in faith.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们要凭着信心来读。
That Jesus is cleansing you.
耶稣就在洁净我们。
The Holy Spirit is working through the reading of the Word.
当我们在读圣经的时候，圣灵就在工作。
If you are troubled with pride,
如果你常常在跟骄傲征战
，Look up all the scriptures on pride.
你就研读所有关于骄傲的经文。
And you'll find out that God is near those that are humble.
那你就会发现神亲近那些谦卑的人。
But the proud, he knows afar off.
但是那骄傲的神就远离他们。
And you'll find out that your sin of sexual desires.
你也会发现说，你在婚姻以外的性这样子的罪。
It's not just being unfaithful to your wife.
这不单单只是对你的妻子不忠。
But Jesus tells us that whoever looks on a woman to lust after her.
但是耶稣说，我们的眼睛如果看到一个女人，然后心里起了一念。
He said you've already committed adultery in your heart.
这样子你就已经犯了奸淫了。
So we need to let the Holy Spirit search our hearts.
所以我们需要让圣灵能够来检查我们的心。
Let Him cleanse us.
让他来洗净我们。
Let Him wash us.
让他能来洗净我们。
Let Him change us.
让他来改变我们。
By His mighty power.
借着他的大能来改变我们。
Hallelujah. I want to tell you about.Something more about humility. I believe this is maybe my last class with you, and we only have two more days. Usually we spend a whole week on humility. Excuse me, I forgot about you.
通常我们会花一个礼拜讲谦卑，但是这礼拜我们只有两天，所以我愿意再 今天是我的最后一堂课，我想跟你们更多分享关于谦卑。
We've been speaking on other subjects this week.
我们有讲到，我这个礼拜我们有讲到关于其他的信息。
Our need to know God.
我们需要认识神。
To be in His presence.
我们需要进入神的同在。
To wait on Him.
我们需要等候神。
And the Lord had put it on my heart on the weekend that we need to speak about purity.
在上个周末，神放在我的心，让我觉得说，我要跟你们分享关于圣洁。
It's so important what we watch with our eyes.
我们要很留意我们眼睛所看的。
Watch the television programs.
留意我们所看的电视节目。
The movies.
我们看的电影。
The advertisements.
我们看的广告。
You can't go hardly anywhere with being bombarded.
不管你走到哪里，你都是会被这些东西所围绕。
And I remember hearing. Mrs. Robinson had said,
我记得罗宾逊师母曾经说过
，In the last days,
在末日
，Before Jesus comes,
在耶稣来之前
，There would be hordes of demons,
会有很多的仇敌
，Sexual demons,
在性色情的仇敌
，Set loose in the world.
被释放到世界上
，to destroy us，
来摧毁我们。
And you can see it happening。
你可以看到，这就是已经发生了。
Everywhere you turn, there's the lust of the flesh。
不管你走到哪里，总是有情欲的东西在。
There is temptation for men and women。
不管对男生跟或是对女生，都是试探。
And some pornography.
还有色情的书刊。
It's rampant everywhere.
非常的泛滥。
And what can we do about it?
那我们可以怎么办？
We need to live.
我们需要过一个。
Under the protection of the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们需要活在主耶稣。的保血的里面
，We need to walk in His presence.
我们需要行在他的同在里。
Not just when we're waiting on the Lord.
不单单只是我们在等候他。
But when we're on the train.
而是当我们在公车上。
When we're in the car.
当我们在车子上。
When we meet someone in the office.
当我们在工作上。
And we must be aware the devil is out to destroy us.
我们必须要谨慎留意，因为仇敌谁都在想要吞吃我们。
That's his job to rob, to kill, to destroy.
因为仇敌的工作就是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
The church needs to wake up.
所以教会需要警醒。
And see that our only safety is in the blood of Jesus Christ.
并且明白我们唯一的保障就是在耶稣基督的宝血里。
Every opportunity you have to be in the presence of Jesus.
你要把握每个机会留在神的同在里。
Will strengthen you to resist the devil.
因为在神的同在里能使你刚强起来，能够抵挡魔鬼。
When Jesus pours His Spirit into you,
当神将他的灵浇灌在你的里面。
Remember, we heard it again this morning. It's a Holy Spirit.
记得今天早上我们明白他是圣灵。
It's the holiness of God.
是神的圣洁。
And you can live a pure life in this world.
因着这样，你可以在这个世上过一个圣洁的生活。
Why?
为什么？
主活在我心，
因为主活在我的心。
That's why.
这就是为什么。
Jesus is in me.
耶稣在我的里面。
He is pure.
他是圣洁的。
He is holy.
他是纯洁的。
He is righteous.
他是公义。
And he wants to cover his people with his righteousness.
并且他要用他的公义来遮盖我们。
He wants to clothe us with his purity.
他要用他的纯洁。
He wants to make our garments white.
来遮盖我们，他要让我们的衣服来洁白。
But we have to do our part.
可是我们必须要做我们的本分。
When temptation comes,
当试探来的时候。
We must do what Joseph did.
我们必须要像约瑟一样。
Remember when Potiphar's wife tried to trick him?
记得波提法的太太要诱惑约瑟的时候。
He ran away.
他逃跑。
Don't linger.
不要逗留。
In the face of temptation.
不要在试探的面前逗留。
Run to Jesus.
逃向耶稣。
Get out of the way of temptation.
要远，要逃开试探。
Get into the presence of Jesus.
要回到进到耶稣的同在。
Jesus, I'm in your presence, not just to enjoy.
耶稣，我在你的同在里面，不单单只是享受。
The wonderful rest.
不单单只是享受那里。
And the great peace.
那完全的安息跟平安。
I'm here for you to set me free.
我在你的同在里，因为我要你使我得释放。
I'm here for you to change me.
我要在你的同在中，让你能够来改变我。
Make me more like Jesus.
让我能够更像耶稣。
Cleanse my heart.
洁净我的心。
Wash me in your blood.
用你的宝血来洁净我。
Make me pure as you are pure.
让我洁白，如同你是洁白一样。
His promises, happy are those who are pure in heart.
他的应许是
，the pure in heart，
那清心的人有福了。
Hallelujah. As I said, I may not have any other time with you.
正如我说，今天可能是我最后一次和你们分享。
Tomorrow's our last afternoon.
明天是我们最后一个下午。
But I did so want to mention.Not only purity of heart.
我不单单只要谈到清洁的心。
But how important it is to have the humility of Jesus Christ.
但是有耶稣的谦卑也是同等的重要。
The very beginning of his sermon, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
在耶稣的头一篇讲到的第一句话就是虚心的人。
That's the opposite of being rich in spirit.
虚心的人和在灵里面和满心里面是满的人是成强烈对比的。
When we're rich in our own spirit,
当我们自己的灵很满的时候
，We can tell everybody what to do.
我们可以告诉任何人要做什么。
We feel most important.
我们觉得我们是最重要的。
What we have to say is better than what you have to say.
我要讲的比别人讲的都还要重要。
Oh, it even comes in the church.
这个灵也是在教会。
And we say, I preach a better sermon than you did.
就说我讲的道比你讲的道更好。
Or when I laid hands on somebody, they fell on the floor.
我为人按手，他就倒了。
I gave such a good testimony.
我做的见证很有能力。
The devil is always trying to trap us.
仇敌无时无刻都想要来陷害我们。
We need to know the words of Jesus.
我们要认识神的话。
That except we become as little children, we won't enter in.
他说，如果我们若不回转像孩子一样，我们就不能够进到他那里。
We're not different from the disciples.
我们与门徒没有两样。
They argued who would be the greatest.
门徒也在争吵说，谁比较大。
They were disputing.
他们在吵架。
And the two brothers came to Jesus, one to sit on his right and one on his left.
然后那个有一对兄弟在说，我要坐在耶稣的左边，然后你坐在耶稣的右边。
And the other 10 were very mad, angry with them.
然后因此这样，另外十个人就非常的不服。
Why were they angry?
为什么他们
生气？ They wanted the same thing.
因为他们也想要坐在耶稣的左右边。
Pride always. Can see pride in somebody else.
骄傲的人 总是可以骄傲碰到骄傲，就会知道对方也骄傲。
Very last lesson that Jesus gave.
耶稣所给的最后一个讲题。
Before he went to the cross.
当他上十字架以前。
He took a towel.
他拿一个毛巾。
And water.
然后还有一盆水。
And he knelt down.
然后他跪下。
And he washed the disciples' feet.
然后他洗门徒的脚。
He said, "I'm the Lord and Master."
他说我是主，我是神。
You call me that.
你这样称呼我。
That's who I am.
我就是主，我就是神。
But he said, "I am among you as he that servant." I'm the one that's serving.
但是我却是在你们当中服侍你们的。
He said, "If I have done it for you."
他说如果我这样坐在你们身上。
You ought to do it to one another.
你们也要坐在别人身上。
Don't seek the first place.
不要去求那个第一个头，不要去求首位。
This is not natural.
这对我们天然的人而言是不容易的。
The human heart
人的心
is full of pride.
是满了骄傲。
We were born with it.
我们生出来，我们就是骄傲就在我们的里面。
When Satan breathed the poison of pride into Adam and Eve,
撒旦将骄傲吹进夏娃跟亚当的里面。
And they wanted to be like God.
让他们想要和神一样。
All of the human race became afflicted.
因此所有的人类都受到影响。
There's only one remedy.
只有一个解药。
That's the humility of Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督的谦卑。
And when I come into his presence,
当我进到神的同在里。
And I bow at his feet.
然后我屈膝在他的脚前。
He pours in his humility.
他就将他的谦卑浇灌在我的生命里。
He makes it easy to come down.
因着耶稣，让我们很容易，比较很容易下来。
Again, we only have as much humility as we have of Jesus.
再一次，就是我们拥有耶稣多少，我们才能拥有多少的谦卑。
My American friends say, "Oh, you must enjoy the Chinese. They're so humble."
我的美国的朋友说，哇，你一定很容，你会很喜欢中国人，因为他们很谦卑。
And I have found you very gracious.
我也体会到你们真的是很好。
But Jesus wants something more than humility on the outside.
但是神不单单只是要我们外面的谦虚谦卑。
Sometimes our humility is just good manners.
有时候我们的谦卑就是好的礼貌。
But the Holy Spirit searches our heart.
但是圣灵检查我们的心。
And he sees even though we act humble outside.
圣灵知道即使我们外表很谦卑。
We may be very proud inside.
我们的里面也许是非常的骄傲。
Only the Holy Spirit can show us.
只有圣灵可以光照我们。
So let us wait upon him.
所以让我们等候神。
Let him examine our hearts.
让他来检查我们的心。
Let him search us.
让他来检查我们。
And show us our need.
光照我们，我们里面的需要。
So is our need for purity.
让我们知道我们哪里需要再一次被洁净。
Show us our need for humility.
让我们知道我们哪里不够谦卑。
And let us be in faith.
让我们在信心里面。
That what he shows us,
当他光照我们，
he will deliver us.
他就会释放我们。
He's waiting.
因为他在等候。
He wants a bride.
因为他在等候我们成为他的新娘。
He wants a bride without spot or wrinkle.
他要一个没有瑕疵、没有皱纹的新娘。
White and glistening.
洁白发亮的新娘。
With his glory.
满了他的荣耀。
You have much homework.
你有不少的功课。
I think. Me too.
我也是。
Maybe we could sing 44 in the book.
也许我们可以唱第四十四首。
I had this chosen yesterday morning, but Pastor sang it last night on me.
昨天早上我就决定这一首呢，但是我们昨天晚上我们就有唱了。
Chiffon, would you help us? You come and help us.You help us. Hallelujah. Jesus is speaking to this afternoon. Hallelujah.
今天下午，或许主耶稣对你们的心说话。
Feel free. If you want to come and kneel at the altar, you're welcome.
如果你需要来到前面。
If you want to stay in your place and seek Him.
如果你想要留在你的座位继续。
Let's believe Him.
继续等候神都可以。
He is cleansing us.
我们来相信神在洁净我们。
He's making us white.
来洁净我们的罪。
He is helping us.
他在帮助我们。
To kneel down at His feet.
帮助我们在他的脚前屈膝。
You're welcome.
我们欢迎你到前面来。
However you want to seek Him.
用你想要的方式来寻求神。
Amen.
Amen.
如果你需要继续留下来亲近主或祷告释放，谢谢。